noticing, this meeting will be held remotely and open to the public by the instructions listed on the special meeting agenda. We'll start with our Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America.
To the Republic.
To the Republic.
Which stands.
One nation, under God, indivisible, for all.
This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Steubright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that the 48-hour notice requirement for this meeting has been met. A copy of the agenda was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on May 29th, 2020, and posted on the bulletin board in the Borough office. This meeting is open to the public. First roll call. Council members Birdsall.
Here.
Catalano. Gillar.
Present.
Sexton.
Present.
Rooney. Schwartz.
Here.
And Mayor Kelly's here. First up, we will, all right.
Who's got the bird in the background?
Schwartz.
All right, so first up, we have remarks from the audience. If there's anybody on the call right now who wishes to be heard, you have up to 3 minutes. Just please state your name and address, and you can address the governing body for up to 3 minutes. Would anybody like to be heard? All right, hearing no one, we'll move on to the individual actions. First up is an ordinance. Ordinance number 5-2020, establishing regulations for outside dining. Would anyone like to discuss this for us, or would anyone like to make a motion to introduce the ordinance?
If I can, and Roger, I was just thinking about this before the meeting, as I was going over the ordinance. I think we should add to section 2 a paragraph D that would read other areas to be designated via resolution by council, so that if someone else comes up with an idea that maybe we hadn't thought of that might be appropriate, we wouldn't have to introduce a new ordinance or do an amendment if we can just do it by resolution.
I think that makes sense.
And this is Kevin. I'm just the only piece of this that I'm not too crazy about is having the space in the municipal lot. I just think it's going to be pandemonium, problematic for that walking food across Ocean Avenue. I just think it's going to be. I don't think it's a good idea, but whatever. I just wanted to put my two cents in. Paul. I agree with Kevin.
Yes, so do I.
Listen, yeah, go ahead, Mayor.
The purpose of that, you all may well be right. I guess obviously the purpose of that was to try to give the restaurants who don't have an option for outside dining at least an option to go over there. And I don't even know how many restaurants would be interested right now. Not very many. But that being said, we understand your concerns. Our goal is just to kind of give everybody a fair shot at least having some option to have dining somewhere.
I mean, you're basically, without opening up the, we're basically talking about the space where the farmer's market is right now, which people are crossing Ocean Avenue to get to the farmer's market and the like already, and people are crossing that street all the time. There's a traffic light right there that they can cross when the light turns red. I don't think it would be that big of a deal. You're basically excluding every single establishment along that stretch from River Street until Peninsula from having any opportunity to have outdoor dining. And you're basically saying the only one that this ordinance applies to is Woody's.
I understand the point of offering a space for the restaurants, and I understand that's it's helpful to them because they don't have that outdoor space. I've seen the traffic there. I've seen the foot traffic. people do not use the crosswalks as it is. They're walking back and forth to Angelica's right across the middle of the street. They're walking back and forth to Bubba Coos or what used to be Bubba Coos right across the street. I mean, people aren't going to follow the crosswalks. And I'm just concerned somebody's going to get hit. That's all.
Yeah, but this wouldn't be a pedestrian walking across the street. It would be the servers from the restaurants if they were going to take over a space. And so you wouldn't have that problem, because obviously if Ocean House takes advantage of it, and I've spoken to Ocean House, and Ocean House is interested in doing this, they would instruct their servers to cross the street at the appropriate location. I just can't imagine even adopting this ordinance if we're not going to have an opportunity for those businesses to take advantage of something. I mean, what's the point?
Well, if we're going to have, the whole thing is, if we're going to have a parking, a designated parking space where there's going to be tables set up, there's no way that it's just going to be people being seated by those restaurants. People are just going to sit down with food that they picked up across the street.
They're not going to be able to do that, Kevin, with all due respect, they're not going to be able to do that, because part of the plan, which they're going to have to submit to the police, is going to require some sort of security to make sure that what you're talking about actually is not happening. And if someone has a liquor license, the ABC is going to be very, very strict that there isn't any commingling between the service of alcohol and another establishment. The ABC is going to be very, very tight on that. I actually had a conference call with the ABC director. It was not just me, not that special, but I'm on a call with the director, and he was adamant about that fact, that there could be no commingling of establishments with liquor license. So I don't see the fear of what you're saying happening. And again, I just think it would be horrible to just tell the rest of those businesses that you guys are completely out of luck. And if it doesn't work, we rescind it. I mean, Roger put in here very intelligently the right that it's up to us to rescind the license.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to voice my concerns. Sure. I'm not necessarily opposed to this whole thing. I just wanted to voice my concerns just so that they're out there on the public record. But you did.
Yeah, I understand that. But are you going to vote no on the ordinance? Because then that doesn't help. You can.
I'm Roger saying on our liability. The other thing is, Mark, you bring up the ABC. ABC has already fought back against Donovan serving on their property. Now we're asking businesses to serve on borough property. And the ABC is going to be okay with that now?
Yes, because you're misunderstanding what happened with Donovan's. What happened with Donovan's is that currently under the current executive orders, and it wasn't just Donovan's, it was Donovan's and all beach clubs. It just happened to be Donovan's so let me just finish. So basically what the argument is and has been is that the governor currently prohibits consumption on premises. Donovan's beach is on their premises. The beach clubs serving on their beach is on their premises. So it's no different than, say, a Tommy's serving, you know, in his backyard. So that's why they shut that down. Once outside dining is permitted, all that goes away, and Donovan's is going to be able to serve outside because it's on their property. The prohibition won't be there anymore. John, you asked the question about liability for the town. It's in the ordinance that they'll have to completely indemnify us, or they can't do this.
Yeah, we check with the insurance company. You know, our insurance company, Jeff, will cover us as long as we have indemnification agreements from the restaurant.
And Roger's been part of this all along. He's obviously, our attorney's been very helpful, and we've been working with other local towns. I've been on county calls with other townships. This is a pretty similar ordinance. We've even shared draft ordinances or resolutions, sometimes using resolutions. But, you know, so the wording is pretty similar. And overall, I feel pretty comfortable about this. You know, I mean, your concerns are all noted. You know, and as Mark said, if we do adopt this, and it doesn't work out, we can, of course, rescind it or make changes as needed. But overall, I would think it's a pretty low risk situation for businesses that are struggling pretty tremendously.
I mean, listen, do we have support for this ordinance? If we don't, I need to know it because we're not going to waste our time. Do we have the votes here?
Put it up, see?
If there are other changes that would make people more comfortable, then let's talk about it. But that's why we're doing this meeting. So I don't want to introduce something. I don't want to make a motion to introduce an ordinance that's just going to fail when we come back.
And also, when the dust clears from the restrictions on restaurants, that's just one business, but you know, a lot of the restaurants, not just the Seabright, I mean, in the region, they're not going to be coming back. So that's, you know, this is kind of an emergency measure, and we're just trying to accommodate them in a pretty desperate time.
And also, so I need to know. I mean, right now, Kevin, are you would you vote for this?
I'll vote yes with my concern. That's all.
All right, John, are you good? Yes, John says yes. Jack?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, the only other thing before we introduce this, if we can, because the governor's indicated that this is going to happen on the 15th, we're not meeting again until the 16th. We were meeting for our workshop on the 11th, I believe, right? But the 11th is not enough time to adopt this. So, because Chris, I guess we need 10 days, which would be Friday.
Yeah.
So I was hoping that everyone might be willing to meet for a special meeting on Friday, morning, day, I don't really care when, to adopt this, because I'd really like it in effect before the 15th. And we can still do what, Chris, what you had suggested via email was, you know, we could distribute the applications ahead of time and in anticipation. We can still do that. But I'd like to have this in effect prior to the governor saying you can do it. So would everybody be okay with that, for introducing it with adoption for like a 5-minute special meeting on Friday?
I'm fine with that. Mark, before we go ahead with that, Chris, when is this going to be public?
I can get it published. I can send it to this meeting. As long as it's there by noon, it will be in the paper by Thursday. It needs 7 days for publication. Before.
All right, so we could do it on the 12th. Okay.
All right, so everyone's good. Do you want to pick a time, or do you want to pick a time now? Do you want to do 8:30 Friday?
That's all right with me.
Okay. All right, so Mayor, is that good with you?
Yeah, that works for me. I'm writing it down now.
Okay. All right. So then if everyone's okay with it, I'll make a motion to introduce the ordinance with my amendment, which is adding a 2D as in David, which would read other areas to be designated via resolution by council.
And one other issue, Mark, is we want an application fee. I left that blank.
Oh, thank you, Roger. I don't know.
Anybody second that motion?
Well, no, Mayor, Roger raises a good point. We need an application for number 6.
Just for reference, our sidewalk cafe application is $100 for the first time, and then there's no fee. The second time, there's no change. Other towns have gone from $100 to $50 to Manalapan did a $1 nominal fee, so you can do whatever you want here.
What do you guys think?
I think since we're already serving them, since we're already giving them a fee for the spaces to be used in the parking lot, I think we should make it as small as possible, like maybe $25, $50, something like that, just for this.
I agree. I agree with Kevin on that. So you want to just say a $50 applicant filing fee, just something to cover some type of paperwork cost?
Yeah, $50.
$50. All
right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll make my mayor. I will make my introduction motion again, adding that language for 2D, and also with the $50 application fee.
All right, anyone like to second that motion?
hang on one second. One other thing that comes up in this, and I apologize, I know, but it, Roger's got a sunset clause in here of September 30th. If things change and go back to normal prior to September 30th, can this be overwritten then? Eliminated.
Yeah, you can change it.
Yeah, Kevin, you made a really good point. So yeah, so why don't I add to my motion? I'll amend my motion that six, item six is unless extended by council by resolution.
Sounds good.
Council.
Anything else before we ask that?
I thought Kevin's point was that you might do it before that.
Right. That's my. My point is, if everything goes back to normal sometime in July, where restaurants can now serve inside and blah, 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 all that other stuff, this gets eliminated.
So, oh, I'm sorry.
The one problem that I see with that, Kevin, just as a practical matter, you know, there is a certain amount of work that's going to have to go into this. They're going to have to buy, you know, tables, chairs, things to use as barriers, et cetera. I mean, you may want, even if we were lucky enough to get back to full activity, you may still want to let them have the summer season to try to make something.
Yeah, good point. Good point, Roger. Yeah, thank you. All right, I'm fine with it. Never mind.
All right, but I made my motion still to extend it to, if we want to extend it because of an emergency, we can.
Okay.
Right. I'll second that.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Dealer?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
Just so, Mayor, before you continue, just so everyone remembers, when we come back on next Friday, we can't make changes to this because otherwise we have to start all over again. So this is it. We are in with this. This is the only time to make any changes.
That's why I brought up.
Thank you, Kevin. No, I appreciate
Thanks,
that.
Guys. All right, so moving on to discussion items. The first item would be businesses on the beat. And I don't know if Joe, you want to start, or Mark, you want to start that off?
We were approached by, and Joe may know more than I do, but we were approached by Perspirology and AB Fit. They both want to have classes. Initially, they wanted to have classes on the beach, but my understanding is they revised that proposal now, where they want to have it on the blacktop at the edge of the parking lot where the basketball court was going to go. And they want to have classes up until, I guess, ending at 10 a.m. is my understanding. They understand that other people would have to pay for parking, beginning at 9 o'clock. And they would be alternating between the two establishments for the use, so they wouldn't interfere with one another, and obviously they would abide by all social distancing. I think, Joe, do you know anything else, or that's basically the gist of it?
That's pretty much it.
Is that parking lot open yet?
Yeah, that blacktop area is available, Kevin. So I guess the question is, do we want to just allow them to do this, send them to special events, in the past we've had we've licensed out when people want to use public space. How do you guys want to do it? I'm okay with just letting them have it in the same spirit that we're doing this with the restaurants.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with that too.
I think we should have some of the certificates of insurance. We need to provide insurance that, you know, will be held harmless. Why wouldn't it go through special events if you want to do it that way, that you can impose conditions?
I mean, we can. Council can also do that underneath the ordinance. I mean, but let's see. I mean, we could approve that because special events is not meeting until, when is special events meeting? Are we meeting Wednesday? Are we meeting either the 10th or the 3rd? I can't remember which day we have our next meeting, Joe. I mean, either way, it's before. Either way, we could hear them. Yeah, sure. Well, why don't you talk to Candace and get them both on special events?
Okay.
Will you do that? All right, that works.
Does this technically, Mark, does this technically qualify as special events if they're going to be using it every day, every week?
It doesn't. I mean, technically, it's not a special event. Technically, it's no different than someone doing like a surf camp or something, because it's a regular thing. So it's not really a special event. So it sort of needs council oversight. But if council is sitting here saying, and I have no objection to it, saying, look, we want special events to handle it, I think that's fine.
All right, and they definitely, I agree with Joe and Roger, they're definitely going to need insurance. Absolutely.
I never meant to imply that they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So there won't be a fee for this, except for the special events permit application, because we've had calls from the people that paid to run their business when we went out to bid, and they asked if they, A, can still do it, and B, get their money back. Are we going to still keep their money?
How can we keep their money if they're not allowed to do it on, if they're not allowed the surf camps?
Well, the beaches are open. Do we have anything barring the yoga classes from happening or the surf camps from happening? Not right now, do we?
Well, certainly volleyball can happen, and skimboarding, you know, isn't happening right now. They're not permitted any organized sport. I don't know how that fits in, but volleyball certainly can't participate right now. I don't know when that eases up.
Yeah, no, Joe, I agree.
I
agree with you also. I think that if they're absolutely prohibited from functioning, we have to return their money. But some of the stuff might loosen up when the governor announces his outdoor regulations. I mean, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know how they're going to do volleyball.
We may want to think about if they get half a season, giving them half their money back or whatever. Blah 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 blah.
Right. So let's just wait. So Chris, I think you can tell them if anyone else disagrees that. Just hang on till the 15th and see what the governor says, and then look. We're obviously not going to keep anyone's money if they're completely unable to function.
Okay.
Right, I think that's fair.
Okay. And Mark, regarding this, regarding the gym usage, I think moving forward, once again, we are due to put that basketball court in over there. So we could probably think about including that into next year's, outdoor usage plan and stuff, that it can use that basketball space.
Absolutely.
Because I think that'd be a good addition to some kind of like outdoor gym there or something.
Yeah, no, I think that like they do like in California, what you always see there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea if it all can fit.
All right, anything else on that one, or are we?
I think we know what we're doing.
All right.
I think we're good.
Next up, number two, I think I know it's a brief one, but Joe, you and I just spoke about this one, but the Shrewsbury Riverfront Park sign requirement. Do you want to speak to that briefly?
Quickly, we included a draft of a sign there. The DEP has been on Frank to get a sign up on the project. We've had a condition of our use agreement that we would recognize the Department of Environmental Protection and the donors on there. And it's just Frank needs an answer, and we were hopeful that you had a chance to take a look at it. If there's any, it would be two-sided, one coming from the Anchorage parking lot, you would see the DEP's designation, et cetera. And on the other side, when you're leaving the park, you would see, you know, courtesy of some of the sponsors. If you have any recommendations, please give them to me or Frank or Chris.
Go ahead, Kevin.
No, I just had a question. The last two donors that are on there, they just want to be noticed by their first name? Or is that
I don't have it in front of me.
It just says Alice and Rivlin.
Yeah.
I'll ask Frank. I do not know the answer to that.
Yeah, I thought it was odd too, Kevin. And Joe, is there any chance we can like see a mock-up of the sign before it goes up, just so we know what type of sign
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, sure.
And then Okay. And then I just have my regular protest on this entire thing, that it's ridiculous. I know we can't do anything about it, but that is Shrewsbury Riverfront Park. It's Anchorage Park. We all know it's Anchorage Park. Why they're making us call it Shrewsbury Riverfront Park is beyond me, and I wish we could convince the state not to call it that, because nobody calls it Shrewsbury Riverfront Park except for people in Trenton. It's ridiculous.
It could be worse, though.
It could be worse. You're right. But it annoys the hell out of me, but I know the state is, like, mandating that because somebody's got a thing for bodies of water that they're adjacent to.
All right, so as noted, anyone who has any feedback for it, just let us know this week if you can about the sign. Sound good?
Yep.
All right, so I guess we do have a couple items for executive session, and I'm not sure if anybody's on the call still. But we're going to be signing off and signing back in for that. And then afterwards, we won't have any more our special meeting, and we won't take any action afterwards. So anyone on the call, this is pretty much the end of the public portion of the meeting.
Mayor, so in line with hang that, up, can I have, Mayor, can I just make a point of personal privilege? I just want to make sure that we honor our borough clerk on her birthday, that she came out today and held this meeting, even though today is her birthday. And we just missed Joe's birthday. Joe, was it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
So, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I didn't know, guys.
Happy
birthday. Thank you. Joe, hope you enjoyed yours, and Chris, I know you'll enjoy yours.
Excuse me, can I add a comment, ask a question?
Sure.
Hello?
Just identify who you are, and yes, you may.
Okay. Yeah, this is Ray Leonard from Angelica's Restaurant. First of all, I would urge the city council to maybe on the public sign that's in front of the municipal offices to urge the public to wear their masks in Seabright. I was talking to an elderly person, which I guess I'm part of now. They said, you know, I really don't want to go and see right there. I see so many people without masks. I know it's not obligatory. I know it's not a law. But I think it would help in general to let people know to wear their masks, if not for themselves, out of respect for other people, especially elderly people. Young people, look, they're bulletproof. I guess I was once too, but if they're not wearing a mask, they can bring it home to their parents, their grandparents, or whatever. So maybe we can start a small campaign to, or at least put it on the bulletin board there, to please wear your masks in Seabright.
Thank you. Good point. Too many.
I mean, when we're doing to go now, we have been for 3 weeks. I tested all the people that are working for me. I went through all that to be safe. So I just think it's very important. I think people are losing sight of this virus somehow, you know, in the urge to reopen the economy, which I understand. No one wants to reopen it more than me, but I think it would be. I think it'd be helpful, you know, for the image of the town also. I also have a question. I don't know where you left off on putting tables in the municipal parking lot. Was that a no?
No, we introduced the ordinance.
It's been approved.
You did, okay.
Well, that's approved. It's okay. Going to be approved hopefully so next was that, Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Who am I talking to about yours?
This is Mark Blackstein.
Okay. Hi. So I rent the lot at the corner of River Street. We've been doing it for pickup so we wouldn't create a traffic jam on Ocean Avenue. So in the spirit of being able to put tables in the municipal lot, would I also be able to put tables in that lot that I rent? I wouldn't be crossing Ocean Avenue. I would just be walking along Ocean Avenue to River Street.
I wasn't included in the ordinance.
They could make an application under the section that we added tonight. The council can consider it.
Yeah, that would make sense. That's why. Thanks, Roger. This is Brian. As long as it's part of the application, we can review it. And if it seems fair enough, I'm sure it would be okay. But I would just include that the application.
Okay, that would be the application for what?
For using the outdoor dining area.
Oh, okay. Well, the one I normally do.
Well, no, we went under the ordinance that we just introduced this morning.
Okay, so that'll be available at City Hall at some time?
Yes, the borough staff is going to have to come up with an application.
And we'll get that out to everybody as soon as possible.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Isn't that similar to the one that Tommy would have to do to go into the backyard?
Well, he's not going to be able to go into his backyard, John, underneath this ordinance, because the planning board's prohibited Tommy's not allowed to do that underneath the planning board, and the ordinance is specific that we can't approve something that the planning board's already said he can't do. And that's been Joe can enlighten us, but Jeff has basically told us that we should not go against anything that the planning board's prohibited.
I think we've looked at it, John, and we feel his parking lot would be the best place for him to open up the exterior because it's not prohibited in that parking lot at this point. It was just for parking, but I've had discussions with the Joint Insurance Commission that we are participating in, and they're a little reluctant for us to approve stuff that has been prohibited. So since the parking lot, nothing was ever prohibited, it'd probably be in his best interest to go there, or we'd have to probably go back to the planning board, a special meeting, and all that other stuff, so we could get him up and running.
It would make more sense to put him in the backyard. Temporarily, anyway.
I mean, let's get the application and you guys can look at it. I'm just saying it was a result of a lawsuit.
Exactly.
It was a result of other problems that happened there that I don't know that you want to open that can of worms as well, if you recall, during the planning process.
Yeah, I think exactly as Joe said, it was to get the applications in. If anyone's interested, we can review them then and either make changes or whatever, accept them. But I would say let's see what they put together first. Anybody else? Anyone else make any comments before we go into an executive session? I just wanted one quick thing too. I spoke to the chief again this morning. I just wanted to thank our police. I don't know if everyone knows, but our police have been helping out over the last few nights and days down in Long Branch and Asbury Park. So because they've had demonstrations and protests and so forth, and help with keeping the peace down there. They were in Asbury Park for quite a while yesterday too. So I just wanted to thank the chief and the force for everything they're doing to help out in the region.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, anyone like to make the motion to enter in a closed session?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, so let's sign off and sign back in for executive session, guys.
Okay. Hey, Chris, everyone else.